Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
In an arena made famous for one of the biggest upsets in mixed martial arts history, the Toyota Center was home to two massive title fights tonight in Houston. They just wrapped up very recently. Standing next to me is Oscar Willis of the Mac Life, who's done great work all week, by the way. But we're going to start with the main event. One of the storylines coming in was, could Dominic Reyes be the one, as he put it, to dethrone UFC light heavyweight champion John Jones, one of, if not the greatest fighters of all time? Now, John Jones defended his title successfully, but it's not without controversy, so I'll put you on the spot, Oscar. Did you agree with the three judges scoring a unanimous decision for John Jones?
I did not, and it's funny that Reyes said, could he be the one to dethrone John Jones? In a sense, he could and couldn't be the one. Mm-hmm. I gave it 3-2 for Reyes. I do admit that the third round probably could do with some rewatching. I'd like to see that again. But I know that when they said John Jones' name at the end, they announced him as a winner, I felt bad for Dom. I felt like Dom had the right to be upset.
Yeah, I actually scored a 3-2 for Jones watching Octagon side, but since coming back and watching all the highlights of a lot of the rounds, I tend to sway in your favor too. I did have a 3-2 Reyes after watching the replay. That third round could have gone 50-50 for me, but one judge scored at 49-46 in a scorecard that even UFC president Dana White was pretty baffled about.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's just an ant. That guy's not very good at his job. He had a number of other errors tonight as well. An errant 30-27 scorecard in there. But yeah, that's just, I mean, the sport has never been bigger. We're on ESPN now. We're going all over the world, having events in Abu Dhabi, events in Australia all the time. You know, there's a fight card every week. Sure. And yet we're still dealing with archaic judges who don't know what they're looking at. And it's not even a case of, like, oh, you know, they're uneducated or uninformed. At this point, it's almost like they're willfully sure. ignorant, because the average fan on Twitter, the consensus is 3-2 to Dominic Reyes. So why is it that, like, basically these three people are the only ones?
And none of them scored it. Those three judges were the only ones in this arena, I felt, that scored it for John Jones.
Yeah, there was no split decision. Even a split decision would be easier to digest. So it's just frustrating. And Dominic Reyes came back here at the press conference remarkably chipper for a guy who just had his dreams given to him and then taken away from him in 30 seconds. The guy obviously thought he'd won the fight. It's really fucking annoying, to be honest.
A little bit. To put it into it, that is an understatement, my friend. But judges aside, what did you make of Dominic Reyes' performance in there? One of the storylines John Jones said coming was Dominic Reyes just has a left hand and nothing else. So judges aside, what did you make of Dominic's performance, inside?
I thought he was unbelievable, to be honest. I mean, before the fight, we were talking about, like, his boxing's very good. His boxing's really good.
Unbelievable.
I mean, he threw some beautiful uppercuts in there. His body work was amazing. He threw that long jab, and, you know, in MMA, you don't really throw the long jab to the body because knees can come up and stuff like that. He did that against a guy with the longest reach in the sport, essentially. And so I thought his boxing was incredible. Where the hell the wrestling came from, I don't know. John Jones took down Daniel Cormier. He's taken down basically anyone he's wanted to. And Reyes popped right back up. It was incredible. Even in the last two rounds, when he was supposedly gassed, he still managed to get up. I thought Reyes' performance was amazing.
So one final one on this fight before we drop down to the co-main event. Looking at John Jones, his last fight against Thiago Santos, a lot of people thought he lost rounds 1, 2, and 5. Santos should have won. This one, a lot of people think Dominic Reyes won rounds 1, 2, and 3. Is this the most vulnerable John Jones has ever been? Basically, has the rest of the division caught up, or is John Jones finally the mileage of all these 5-round fights finally catching up to him?
Well, it's hard to know, you know, because he coasted through Anthony Smith. That wasn't the problem. Thiago Santos thing was a bit weird, because while it was a bit controversial, I felt like he was kind of coasting that too. Mm-hmm. Tonight he wasn't coasting. Tonight he was absolutely pushed. You saw usually his very sort of methodical pace, that was gone. He was chasing after Reyes, you know, really making Reyes move. So I don't know if we can definitively say, like, he's starting to slow down, but in terms of, is he looking more vulnerable than he ever has? Certainly if I was a light heavyweight on the come up, if I was a Corey Anderson or a Johnny Walker, this would be when I'd want to fight John Jones.
Now, driving down to the co-main event, Valentina Shevchenko, who many considered a bigger favorite in her title fight, even than more than John Jones. She put her flyweight title on the line against Caitlin Chookagian in a fight that she didn't even seem to break a sweat, kind of literally tore through Caitlin Chookagian with elbows, got her in a mounted crucifix and put her away. What did you make of the Bullets' performance? And is there anyone at 125 pounds who can even challenge her at this point?
No, so the second question. I mean, it's not fair, but I mean, precise precision. Mm-hmm. You don't like to call title defenses routine because that's offensive to the challenger, but essentially that's what this was. I mean, she really, Valentina was just put in the work, didn't she? And then, you know, the criticisms of the Carmouche fight, that she was a bit boring and stuff. I mean, if you want a champion to dominate a fight that they're meant to dominate, you want to see them dominate it. You don't want to see them sort of just, like we just said, coast their way to victory. She took it out as a crew fixer. She made her bleed like a fountain.
Yeah.
Great performance.
So where does she go from here? I mean, she said she's down to fight Roxanne Modafferi, Joanne Calderwood, even Jennifer Maia, who's missed weight. She wants to fight these 125-pounders rather than take these super fights. She really wants to cement her legacy in this division.
It's funny, the super fight thing. It's because it's like everyone, I was talking to Casey, the beautiful man operating in camera, earlier, and he was saying that just those fights, everyone just know, they sort of take it for granted that those fights are there. Mm-hmm. So it's like we don't want to see them yet. You know, I don't hear anybody clamoring for Shevchenko Nunes yet.
No.
See that again and stuff like that. So I think she should stay at her division and should, you know, get a really nasty dominating streak going on. And I think to do that, unfortunately, she's just going to have to tick him off the list. So I would say that looking at the rankings, Joanne Calderwood is the next one on the list.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think Roxanne Modafferi is another good one. She's like, she strike while the iron's hot. Her win over Macy Barber kind of really put her on the map. But we are getting kicked out of this media room relatively soon, so we're going to wrap this up really quick. Some of a spectacular performance by John Jones, even though many consider the fact that he should not be the light heavyweight champion at the end of the day. But he nonetheless showed his durability and heart in there, didn't really slow down. Dominic Reyes, who both of us in agreement is the rightful light heavyweight champion of the world.
Sounds scary when you say that.
Very scary,
just to
right?
Say, like, oh, John's not the champion.
Well, he is officially the champion, but in our minds, Dominic Reyes did enough.
The people's champion,
as he said. We are both in agreement that Dominic Reyes did enough to dethrone John Jones, and of course, Valentina Shevchenko did not break a sweat in her title defense against Caitlin Chookagian as she finished her with a very violent mounted crucifix TKO. But for Jose, this is Oscar. You can check all of his stuff out on themaclife.com. He's done excellent stuff. Thanks for stopping by again, Oscar. I know you're barely holding it in there right now.
I am super sleepy. I'm getting through it. You know, just with the hair, it's like a light bulb. It just radiates.
Sure, man. Well, you're not the only one that's ever said that. But you can catch the rest of our thoughts on the rest of the card on Coffee Talk, and then you can just stay on our YouTube channel and watch all of our content, and then hop over to the Mac Life and watch all of his stuff. But for
Jose, that's fast either way.
But for Jose, that's Oscar. We're out.